This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Big city transit agencies like Denver's RTD have cut jobs and services during the pandemic. But in Pueblo, a different story. CPR's Nathaniel Miner reports.
Jesse Espinoza of Pueblo is used to hard times. He grew up poor, one of seven children in a single-parent household. At 21, he still needs to finish high school. But he says that the struggle this year has been harder than ever. He lost his job last week. He was on his way to sell plasma when I met him on a city bus on a recent morning.
I don't really have anyone to help me out, so really the bus is my only source of transportation right now.
Others on this bus include retirees and people who can't drive for medical reasons. As transit ridership has dropped during the pandemic, the passengers who've remained are those who really need it. Pueblo Mayor Nick Gradisar says the city's transit system exists mostly to serve them.
We've sort of bent over backwards to try to make sure that those services are available.
The city has cut transit service only slightly, and it hasn't laid anyone off. Reserves and a federal grant helped with that. Ben Valdez of Pueblo Transit says its size, only 40-some employees and 12 bus lines, it's an advantage.
At this time, it's easier to be a smaller transit agency than a larger transit agency. We don't have the overhead issues that the larger transit agencies have to deal with.
RTD in Denver is in a much different position. It serves transit-dependent riders, too. But the pandemic means most downtown commuters are staying home and not paying fares. That's contributed to a massive budget deficit. It's planning hundreds of layoffs and has drastically cut service. But that pain exists in part because RTD is a bigger system that serves a faster-growing metro area. In the long run, policymakers see transit as key to helping fight traffic and pollution. For Pueblo, the needs are different. Mayor Nick Gradisar says traffic isn't a big issue here. The city isn't trying to get people out of their vehicles. They just want them to drive cleaner cars.
Pueblo has a goal of being 100% renewable by 2035. You know, I've been driving an electric vehicle for 7 years.
Some passengers, like Jesse Espinoza, hope to be able to afford a car someday. But he says with jobs so hard to come by, he's grateful he can at least catch a ride for now. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
And this morning it's 26 degrees in Pueblo, 39 in Colorado Springs. Highs will be close to 60 this afternoon. This is CPR News.